The Cocktail Cabinet from Prince Wine Store, bringing wine enthusiasts the greatest wine in the world. princewinestore.com.au.
Now it's time for the Cocktail Cabinet, and that clink, 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 Caro, of those glasses means that Miles Thompson from Prince Wine Store is with us here. Miles, hello, and we are doing the April special box. Is it April box or autumn box? I can't remember what you're calling it.
Autumn Delights.
Oh, the Autumn Delights.
I love it. April Mix, I always start April, whatever, April, May, June, and then the name. So yeah, April Mix does an Autumn Delights.
What, give us,
I just called it Autumn Drinking the other day, but I think I added the Autumn Drinking Delights, I think is what I
now, before
it,
you
it
give
in
us,
the end.
Before you give us a couple of highlights, Miles, can we go to Prince Wine Store or go online to www.princewinestore.com and order this?
You can do both.
Brilliant. It's available now.
Yeah, it's ready in the store, ready to go.
And
I also do two premium packs. We always do like usually a premium red, premium white. So they're there too. So more expensive wines, but
in a six pack. In a six
pack.
Oh, okay.
So you're kind of getting extra cool, like extra premium, but so half the wine, but twice the quality. I wouldn't want to say that because the quality's so high in the mix,
it's always high. Miles, are you
but
going
yeah, we
to,
always
are
like
you
to,
going
those
to run us through the dozen, or are you going to just give us a couple of highlights?
I picked a couple of reds, and I always like to do like a bunch of, I don't want to say like standard stuff, but you know, just stuff that most people know and varieties. But I thought I'd do some things that were a little bit more interesting this time around. So picked a couple of reds that I thought might be cool for
all right,
people.
We're panting. Hurry up. Come on.
Right. Okay. Well, the first one, I'll start with the sort of lighter one, which is the Hobo Wine Camp, which is from Sonoma. A guy called Kenny Lakitprakong. I hope I've said that correct. He's a really kind of younger producer, makes really cool stuff, doesn't own any vineyards. He just sources off people who grow organically and biodynamically sustainable. And I mean sustainable, like doesn't put foil caps on his wines, uses like 90% recycled glass, tries to keep everything local where he can. Really cool guy, but also makes fantastic wine. This is his Parts and Labor Red, it's called. It's a red blend, and he calls it his house wine, because it is literally, he keeps just boxes of it at home and just to like rip the top off when everybody comes
over. Sounds like my kind of friend, except he's
really
in California
cool.
Where Sonoma is.
Yeah. Well, you could get to go there if you want to meet him.
Well, yeah.
Which is always fun.
To do that part, actually to do the Californian wine territory would be a highlight
Corey,
of mine.
We're going to Adelaide trip? With Miles. We're going to Portugal with Miles. We're going to Northern Italy, Southern Italy.
Sure.
We're going to Sardinia with Miles. We're going to Sicily.
Sure.
Settle down.
They all sound good.
Sorry.
My passport is ready.
Sorry, yeah. Miles.
No, he's
sorry
about really that. Cool. And it's a Grenache-based blend. You know, everyone thinks often of certainly California wines, you know, Pinot, Chardonnay and Cabernet, but there's a lot of like Barbera and Grenache and Syrah and things like that. So Grenache, Syrah and Carignan, so that kind of GSM type blend. Really lovely kind of white pepper spice, lots of red crunchy fruits, a little bit of kind of like violet sort of prettiness on top of that.
Violet prettiness, yeah. Caro. This week's line.
Mid-weight, kind of not, it's not a heavy wine. It's a great sort of barbecue wine. Really sort of versatile because it's that sort of, you know, that mid-season
drinking. What's a barbecue wine?
You know, just it's going to kind of go with like grilled chicken, sausages, lamb chops.
Yeah,
like
great.
It doesn't matter what you shove on the barbecue. This is the kind of wine that's going to kind of go with everything.
A little lamb cutlet.
Yeah, lamb cutlet.
Mm,
so that Carignan gives it a really kind of like white pepper spicy thing that's really nice. But it's not a heavy wine. It's a kind of medium style wine.
Sounds fabulous.
Yeah, it's really good. And like great. I said, he's like, yeah, we just use it as a, it's the one we have permanently on the table because it's just, so easy to drink and everyone just.
So the Hobo Wine
really
Camp.
Cool. And Hobo Wine Camp.
And how much?
So that's 46.
Yep.
As these US wines tend to be. But
sounds
very,
good.
Very cool. So worth, if you've never had some California wines, this is a really sort of cool intro from a really cool producer. The other one is called Thymiopolis Young Vines Zinamavro.
And Can you spell Kiniopolis?
I can't spell Thymiopolis.
Oh, Thymiopolis.
No, sorry.
It'll be on the show notes, Corey. It'll be on the show notes.
I think I could.
Greek spelling. Greek word. Thymiopolis, what
yeah,
was it?
It's Thymiop.
Thymiopolis.
Oulos.
Okay, cool.
Thymiopolis. That's the producer. This is his young vine. So it comes off younger vine fruit at his estate, higher up vineyards. And Zinnemavro, the closest thing to Zinnemavro that people might know is like Nebbiolo or you know, like Barolo.
Where is this vineyard?
So
where are we? What country?
It's in Greece. And I think it could be Nemea, but don't quote me. I don't know my Greek.
And it's called Young Vine?
Or what? Yeah, it's Young Vines.
Young Vines.
Yeah, because it's off younger vines, right. The younger vines in the vineyards. Although some of those
we've hardly done any Greek wines before.
Yeah, well, I thought it would be really cool. And if you like those sort of Nebbiolo-based wines, it's really similar. Has that kind of like licorice and red fruit, that kind of lifted sort of spicy florals on it. It's got this lovely sort of, these lovely like silty sort of tannins. So it's got some tannin, it's got some grip, and it's got a bit of oomph to it as well. So it's a bit more richness and a little bit more serious, but has lots of vibrancy and freshness as well. But famous for those tannins, quite a thick skin grape, Zinnemavro.
So has it got like more of a claret kind of taste?
No, it's probably like the more closer sort of comparison would be a really sort of like earthy Pinot Noir with a nice bit of tannin bite. That's what I would equate it to, which is what Nebbiolo is like. If you look at Nebbiolo, it's quite pale in the glass, you know, doesn't have a lot of colour, and Zinnemavro is the same sort of thing.
And how much is Mr. Thimiopoulos?
And that's 35.
35.
And that is a great intro to Greek wines.
We should do Greek
from
wines.
A really classic
Are you
varietal.
Going to Greece this year, Caro?
I'm not, Corrie. I have many friends who are going to Greece, but not me.
Well, I think that we should do it because so many people are going to Greece. Well, I don't know. I'm not, but it seems to be a good place to be going this year. It seems to be a destination for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think like in the last 5-10 years, it's really gained a lot of popularity.
Maybe we should do
again.
Greek wines in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm talking to the powers that be about, we often do a Greek wine tasting. We've done it before in April and May, so we might actually have one coming up. So watch the space, and I'll see if we end up doing an actual Greek wine tasting.
Then, that could make
a
rather
then there'll
nice,
be a whole bunch of things.
That could be a nice Don't Shoot the Messenger event, Caro.
A Greek wine tasting.
Yes, and we could get Bolotta to do some nice Greek food.
Yeah, we've done it before. It's we've done it several times. Done
you
it
don't
with
want
the, like,
to, Caro.
I'd love to. I mean, I just...
When?
Have you looked at your calendar
you're gonna
lately?
Assert my Greek tasting.
So, Miles, these two wines obviously sound wonderful. They're part of the Autumn Delights.
Part of the Autumn Drinking Delights Mixed Dozen, yep.
Mixed Dozen. And roughly what will the Mixed Dozen cost us?
So it's about $333 on the shelf, and it is $270 this month. So it's about nearly 20% off.
Oh, wow.
So no discount with the MES double code.
No.
Any of the wines in it, if you bought them singly, absolutely, you'll get the discount on. But this is already discounted. So, but I mean.
And are there any whites in
there?
I don't want
yeah,
to review.
Yeah, there's like six whites, six reds.
Brilliant.
That's yep. very good value.
Really nice Skinsey Gris. So there's some stuff from Savoie. There's a great little Gamay from France. There's a Malbec from Argentina.
So if, for
some
example,
Grenache,
I'm rather,
really,
I'm rather
really
loving
cool.
the sound of the Hobo Wine
yeah,
Camp
it's very
at
cool.
$46, if I was to buy half a dozen of those and I put in the MESSS, I would get the Don't
you
Shoot
get
the
10%,
miss.
Absolutely.
Oh, this is such a good deal. And the Autumn Drinking Delights is such a good deal.
So, yeah, we
How
really try hard to
it?
Kind of keep it down, which is more difficult these days. Everything's going up.
Yeah, no, that's a great review, Miles. Thank you for coming.
Miles,
my
before
pleasure.
We lose you, can I yes. just say that you have a bit of a fan out there. Who was I talking to on the weekend? It'll come to me in a minute. And they just quoted back to me cherry pie.
Your cherry pie. Your Did they take pie. It home and have it?
No, but they loved your description of it and they love your adjectives, they said.
Oh,
so
good.
We might have to
I'll
just,
keep at it.
Yeah.
Keep that thesaurus open.
That's right.
He's become the dinner's committee of wine reviewing.
Well, you got to keep people enticed and interested,
well,
don't
you? Well, you do. But when you mention these words, we all go, we can taste that.
Yeah, good.
Hey, Miles, thank you for that. The Autumn Drinking Delights. And just jump onto princewinestore.com.au and have a bit of a search around. You can either buy the Mixed Dozen, as Miles said, at a terrific price, or individual bottles and go through the checkout doing MESS is the code. And the discount is yours. Miles, we'll see you next week.
You will.
And that was Miles Thompson from Prince Wine Store. And Caro, just before we go to BSF, we have some listener feedback from Cindy Groden. Hi, Cindy, a friend of the pod. And Cindy writes, Hi, Corrie and Caroline. Just returned to my home in the Clare Valley after a really fun weekend in Adelaide, soaking up the atmosphere and fortuitously gaining free tickets with my friend Gabe to the Cats versus Bulldogs game. I would love to suggest next year Corrie and Miles come over and we have a gathering in a hotel or cafe for SA potties and any visitors to our state. Keep up the great chat and recommendations. Cheers, Cindy. There you go. Should we do a South Australian podcast?
I'm sad I didn't run into her. Well, you know my views. I mean, I think Adelaide's one of, you know, Australia's most beautiful and easy cities, and there's so much to do.
It's so much to do. Let's get on to BSF.